As college football begins, the attack on chaplains heats up.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We think that people should read the Quran. And in fact, a lot of our members say reading the Bible is what turned them into atheists. So we encourage reading the books. But if Terry Jones is going to burn a book, he picked the wrong book, because historically, the Bible has been responsible for more bloodshed and intolerance than the Quran has been.
I mean, there's only one faith, for example, that kills you or wants to kill you if you draw a bad cartoon of the prophet. There's only one faith that kills you or wants to kill you if you renounce the faith. An ex-Muslim is a very dangerous thing. Talk to Salman Rushdie after the show about Christian versus Islam. You know, I'm just saying, let's keep it real.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. Do you have black faith? That's 1-800-684-3110.
To not recognize that one religion behaves differently and incites people in their religion.
At this time, we live in this time.
We noticed that these chaplaincies were existing at the high school level and at the college level, and it's such a bad violation of students' rights. We wanted to do something proactive rather than waiting for people necessarily to complain to us and have the schools go in there and fix it and adopt a model policy that prevents them from trampling the rights of conscience of these student athletes.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow sitting in for my dad and brother. They are out on assignment for today. We are so excited to have you guys join with us. We want you to be a part of this conversation. I'm sure you heard that intro. As the Freedom From Religion Foundation continues their attack on chaplains and college football, you know, voluntary chaplains. Chaplains aren't paid for by these public universities or paid for by me or you. They're paid for by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Well, I mean, if you're a donor, obviously it's paid to them. But, you know, we want you to be part of this conversation. The outrage continues as college football season begins this evening. And I'm sure a lot of you guys are excited about that. And we want you to call us. Give us your thoughts on this situation. Give us also your thoughts on football. We'd love to hear it. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. There are phone lines open right now, 1-800-684-3110. We also have a letter that's going to be going to all of these major universities and the small ones, too. All the ones that are under attack. Everyone's gotten a demand letter, whether that's Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, pretty much all the big ones you can think of, especially in the South, but also Illinois, Wisconsin, and quite a few others, Clemson. And a lot of these have been specifically targeted by this group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. But we here at the ACLJ and at Jay Sekulow Live are standing up for these chaplains in these universities. And we're going to tell them, hey, you absolutely have the right to do this. And all these people, we want all of you behind us to tell them, look, and thousands of you have joined with us. All you have to do, if you want to be a part of that petition and that letter writing campaign, give us a call, 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We'll be taking calls and comments coming up in the next segments. We're also live right now on Periscope and on Facebook. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/jsekulow. You can watch the show or be a part of Periscope. Just log on to Periscope, search Jay Sekulow if you have that app. We're broadcasting live. You can be a part of the conversation. Get your questions or comments on the air. If you can't give us a call, it's a really great way to be a part of the show. You also get to talk to a lot of like-minded people and some that aren't necessarily like-minded, and the conversation tends to heat up as the hour progresses. But we're excited to have you guys on the show today. Again, this is Logan Sekulow. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about this serious issue from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. You know, we played a lot of comments earlier today. You heard in that bumper, that intro that we came in. So a lot of those comments are from Bill Maher, not a voice you hear necessarily that often on Jay Sekulow Live, but someone who has been very outspoken of his opinions. You got to give it to Bill Maher for one thing, is that he doesn't toe a party line if he feels how he feels, and that's just absolutely the truth. And we'll get into how those comments tie in to this situation. We get back from a break. Again, if you want to be on the air, the phone lines are starting to jam up. We got one open right now, 1-800-684-3110. But we really could use your support in this. We would need your help to tell these schools they don't have to back down. They don't need to drop their chaplains. They have every right to do that. And you can be a part of that. Give us a call, 1-877-989-2255. Or again, easily go to aclj.org. Quite possibly the easiest way to do it. Or download the ACLJ app if you don't have it yet for iOS devices. We'll be back in just a moment with more Jay Sekulow Live, and we dive deeper into this conversation as college football season begins in just a few hours. Step in the light.
The anti-Christian group Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again, this time targeting some of the best football programs at colleges and universities in the nation. This atheist group claims that purely voluntary religious activities violate the Constitution. They're attacking the First Amendment free exercise rights of coaches and players, even sending a demand letter to Auburn and numerous other universities challenging the constitutionality of their school chaplains. This is absurd. The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom, under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Again, this is Logan Sekulow subbing in for my dad today as he's out on assignment, brother. But I am joined by obviously a regular on the show today, Than Bennett, Director of Government Affairs for the American Center for Law and Justice. With you, Than, thanks for joining us. Sorry I missed you on the last segment. I got a little caught up in the moment. Had to fly myself, you know, alone yesterday, so I kind of spaced out there. But I appreciate you joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Logan. I will say I was upset to miss the interview yesterday with Tommy Bowden. You know, we talk about sports on the show one time, and I'm gone that day.
Absolutely.
I do hold that against you a little bit.
I know. I'm sorry about that. We had to find someone to fill in for Than, and the only person we could think of was Tommy Bowden. It just worked out that way. But if you do want to hear that, it was a really interesting interview with him, coach from Clemson. For the last decade, or he ended a few years ago, but was a coach there for a decade, had like a 30-something year run as a head coach, as well as obviously a family dynasty there. And you can hear that by going over to aclj.org and just listen to yesterday's show or go to the podcast, and you can obviously listen to that interview we had with him. He had some interesting words to say. He's definitely someone who doesn't mince his words, who's excited and passionate not only about football but about his faith. That was a great time. But Than, as this kind of conversation heats up, as the fact that tonight is college football season's kickoff, I did have a question for you, which is kind of what essentially can these people do? You know, what do these letters do? We talk about the letters a lot, letters and petitions that we have here. When people call in, they sign the petition or they go to aclj.org, you know, they sign these letters, this letter right here that's going to be going to all of the schools. What does that tell these schools? Why is it important for these, for people here, the normal American people that are listening, to speak up about this?
I think the start of that answer, Logan, actually happened in the open that you played in that bump where it talked to the Freedom From Religion Foundation was talking about how this is such a bad violation of student rights. Well, first of all, these schools have to understand, and most of them do. I heard the coach talk about it yesterday in the interview, that students aren't complaining here. So there is no victim. There has been no violation of rights. And not only is there no constitutional crisis, there's no crisis, period, because no one's been harmed. No one's been complaining. What these letters are going to do is put in the hands of these schools, the administrators of the schools, the coaches, their specific rights under the Constitution. It is going to reaffirm the fact that these chaplaincies are not a problem. Not only are they permissible, but as the coach talked about yesterday, Logan, they are something that is very important for these student athletes. These universities should not only keep them in place, they should double down their support for them.
That's right. And we need to support these chaplains. There's ways you can do it. And again, these are voluntary chaplains speaking to students, also on a voluntary basis. No one's forcing prayer. No one's forcing anyone to attend some sort of church service or anything like that. If they want to do it, they do it by their own will, as these are adults men and women, student athletes that have this decision making. But you're right. As these are adults, these are 18-year-olds and older, we do talk about this is obviously a big change in their lives for a lot of these kids to be going from, you know, sometimes very small towns or from different kinds of communities and meeting different people and finding new ways to have someone there that they could talk to, not only pray with and have someone they could talk to about their spiritual side, but also essentially counsel them, is an important part of this entire college experience that we've built here. And we don't want religion and faith destroyed on campuses worldwide, or especially countrywide, as it tends to be, you know, sort of the case. You don't really hear a lot about, you know, these independent colleges, you know, preaching the gospel very often. But the fact that these student athletes have someone to go to is really important. But we should take a call. But if you want to be on that, all you got to do is give us a call, 1-877-989-225 or ACLJ.org. Stand up for all of these student athletes and the chaplains. We know you've heard this all week, but we really need you to stand up today. As college football season begins, this is sure to get more coverage, and we need your help. Let's go back to the phones. Will, who do we have?
Robert from Maryland is calling on line one.
Robert, welcome back to JSAC Hill Live. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. How you doing, Logan, and how you doing, Dan? I wanted to ask the question, do you think in light of the fact that the Freedom From Religion Foundation has made these attack against these different schools about having the voluntary school chaplains on football teams and that football players are praying, that you've seen an increase in of religious liberty, attacks against religious liberty since President Obama has been elected based on, you know, statements that he's made, for example, that, you know, we no longer consider ourselves a Christian nation, and also statements that he's made, I think, at the National Prayer Breakfast?
Sure. Yeah, Robert, I definitely don't think that. I think there's been a much bigger tolerance, I would say, for this type of behavior. Obviously, the FFRF have been around for a long time, since the late 70s, but they started to figure out how to work their way into media, and a lot of that is the fact that, yes, you're absolutely right that you know, religious liberty and freedoms and just the general discussion, especially for Christianity, has been a bit silenced by, you know, some of these people, whether it's in the administration or just in you know, values in general, and whether it becomes you know, the media in general. But Than, what are your feelings on that? Feelings from Washington about something like that, of what Robert had to say?
You know, I think what I would say to Robert is that what maybe it has done is given them a very occasional victory in court. Now, I want to be careful to kind of qualify this, because the victories that they've had in court, Logan, are quickly overturned. They are not legally sound. They never win at the end of the day. But some of the judges that President Obama has put in place have resulted in a temporary victory for this group. The one that comes to mind is in the National Day of Prayer case, where Judge Barbara Crabb in a district court actually temporarily ruled that unconstitutional. They lost it in the end, but maybe that is one foothold that this administration has given them. Some judges who maybe look past the law a little bit and instead rule according to ideology, that might be a limited victory on their part.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys are going to be able to, hey, elections have consequences. We hear that a lot, but you know what? We're coming on to another election cycle. Obviously, debates have already begun. You know, you know, all of the situations leading into these, the crazy uproar from the media has already begun for the next election cycle. So again, you're going to have a place to speak out and to vote your conscience coming up in just a little over a year. And that's really what we support. We don't pick a candidate. We don't endorse anyone specifically, but we do endorse the idea that you should get out and speak out and get out and vote, because that's what really happens. Like you said, and like we've kind of preached here forever, elections have consequences, and it's up to you to get the right person in office. But Than, I think you're absolutely right. Will, what do we have?
We've got comments coming in from Facebook. Dwayne said that he's not offended by the atheist disbelief, and he doesn't take offense at them not participating in prayers, but they can't stop those that do believe from doing so.
Absolutely. We've kind of preached that as well. You know, the whole idea of the angry atheist, the reason we even have labeled them that, or my brother, I believe, originally labeled them the angry atheist, is because of the fact we don't want to label in all atheists or agnostics or people of no faith or little faith, because that's not the case. I have plenty of good friends, and I'm sure we have people who work here and their family members that are atheists or agnostic, and there's, you know, we disagree with them from a spiritual base, but typically this is the minority of people that come out and are so viciously attacking people of faith, whether that's Christianity or not. You can understand you can have a massive disagreement with someone, and obviously a belief in God or a belief in Jesus is a big, big gap to fill. But, you know, we can be a light in that world. We can speak to those people and have good civil relationships with them and have great friends that way. However, that's not who we're talking about here. We're talking about the Freedom From Religion Foundation, a group, their entire purpose. Imagine that. Like, look, we're here to protect religious freedom around the world, and we do it. We go out, we fight literally around the world. Their entire purpose is to limit speech. That's really what it is. It's to limit the ability for people of faith to still speak out. And they've released all of these ridiculous songs, and they poke fun at Christianity. They don't even poke fun. They insult it to the point where it's absurdity, and it makes you angry, and it makes you laugh in some ways. But that's sort of their goal, because if they make you laugh, they keep it off the eight ball. They just get a little press. You don't know exactly what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, they've won a case, and that's where we need you to stand up. Because we can laugh about this all we want. Yes, it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm holding right now a bumper sticker that says, In Reason We Trust, from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I'll show it to people. Periscope and Facebook. We'll go through them all just in maybe in the next segment. What's another one here? Let's go. Let's find one. Here's one that's a non-tract that they give out. There's Nothing Fails Like Prayer. Stickers, bumper stickers. They have enough Nothing Prayer Fails Like Prayer song, which I believe we have. Do we have? Let's play a Nothing Fails Like Prayer. You can hear one of their hits from their founder, or from their president. Please, their president, right, Dan?
Co-president.
Co-president. Like I said, he gets more airtime than we do, or than airtime than he does anywhere else in the country here on our station because of how ridiculous he is. Dan Barker, let's hear Nothing Fails Like Prayer right here on Jay Sekulow Live.
Nothing fails like prayer. Nothing fails like prayer. Use your mind and you will find that nothing fails like prayer.
See, okay, nothing fails like prayer. And as another thing that was coined by my brother, nothing fails like a Freedom From Religion Foundation lawsuit. But that isn't the case if we don't have you guys all speaking out and being a part of this conversation. Telling these students and the student athletes, as well as these colleges, really, these specific universities, who could easily back down, who could easily go, you know what, let's just get rid of the chaplains, because it's easier than us getting all this bad press about potentially, you know, having people of faith on campus who want to, you know, do something horrible like pray. You know, they released this thing called Pray to Play, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which is a manifesto about how bad essentially Clemson and Georgia Tech and Georgia and Auburn and most of these southern schools, as well as, you know, schools like, you know, University of Illinois, Wisconsin, Washington, where their hometown is, Washington, that all attack, you know, how we viciously go after people and try to win them over for Jesus on the public campuses. And that's the worst thing in the world. Again, these are people that put Bible warning labels, print Bible warning labels that are for sale. And you know what they want you to do with those? They want you to defame Bibles with them. They want you to actually put those, let's say you're staying in a hotel and they have a Bible. They want you to slap that on it. They want you to vandalize Bibles. You know, their entire concept here is destroy not only Christianity, but art in general. And you got to stand up for it. You got to help us out. Call us 1-877-989-2255. Support the ACLJ in our mission to defend religion on college campuses. Or go to aclj.org. We'll be back in just a moment.
Can't win every game we play, but every dog has
it. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The anti-Christian group Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again, this time targeting some of the best football programs at colleges and universities in the nation. This atheist group claims that purely voluntary religious activities violate the Constitution. They're attacking the First Amendment free exercise rights of coaches and players, even sending a demand letter to Auburn and numerous other universities challenging the constitutionality of their school chaplains. This is absurd. The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. Logan Sekulow again sitting in. Than Bennett is with us as well as Will Haynes, executive producer of Jay Sekulow Live, taking your calls and comments. And Will, let's just go to that and see what we got.
Let's go to James calling on line 6 from California. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks, James. What you got?
Well, sir, I just believe that if they're starting to go ahead and try to take this away from our children, I mean, it's been going on for decades where a coach, before they go into a game, they will go ahead and say, "Let's say a prayer."
Sure.
And it, you know, they're doing it for the kids to ask for protection, you know, and so they won't. If they do get hurt, they won't be, you know, they'll have God on their side, and hopefully it won't be so serious. I was in the military, and
thank you for your service.
I was shot in the head, and I survived that.
Well,
I have been stabbed by somebody, and I survived that. I've been in car wrecks, and I survived those.
Well, James, we obviously appreciate your service, and thank you so much. But you're absolutely right in the fact that these prayers have been going on for a very long time. Just like In God We Trust, something they don't like, has obviously been a part of our lexicon for hundreds of years, or going on 200 years or so. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous that they would step out and say these prayers are offensive or disturbing in general. And yes, it's true. Sometimes the coach will pray. In this situation, we're talking about specifically a chaplain by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes will pray. But again, it's not mandatory. It's nothing forces. It's volunteer prayer. And I also wanted to state this, which is really the kicker in everything, and I think we have a bite about this, and they even admit to this, is that no student athlete has complained about this. No, they're doing this out of their own will. You know, the Freedom From Religion Foundation wants to protect these students from potentially being offended by the idea of praying, again, for most likely for their protection on the field, in having a moment of camaraderie and a quiet time to pray and get your head centered before one of these games in front of sometimes over 100,000 people. You know, it's absolutely insane the fact that this isn't something sparked. You know, sometimes you hear that there's one disgruntled student that sparked a complaint and this somehow grew to become this national issue. In general, they've been actually saying no, that no one's ever complained to them about the situation. Let's go to the bite. This is Andrew Seidel, who is one of their attorneys, and take a listen.
We noticed that these chaplaincies were existing at the high school level and at the college level, and it's such a bad violation of students' rights. We wanted to do something proactive rather than waiting for people necessarily to complain to us and have the schools go in there and fix it and adopt a model policy that prevents them from trampling the rights of conscience of these student athletes.
Well, you know what? We're doing everything we can to fight back against this. And you know, Andrew Seidel may think that they're going to come in and have this easy fix where they're going to adopt the model that prevents them from trampling the rights of conscience of these student athletes. But we've already had statements come out from Coach Mark Richt from the University of Georgia, someone who is a strong Christian who often talks about his faith publicly and a friend of the family and a friend of the show. And he specifically said in this statement, We're at a secular university. We're talking about the University of Georgia. I understand that. We don't try to make anyone believe a certain way at all. Anything that has done to do with the Spirit is strictly voluntary and has never any bearing on someone's ability to play at Georgia. It's always been that way. And I want you guys to go back, look at some of these rosters, and you tell me that all of these people were necessarily Christians. I don't believe so. And none of them complained. You know, Coach Richt has had atheist students. He's had our student athletes, college football players. He's had Muslim student college athletes. Some of the biggest names that came out of Georgia were devout Muslim students. And you never heard them complain. You actually heard the opposite, their support and love for the program and for Coach Richt. So this is absolutely unwarranted and ridiculous, Than. And what can people do?
Well, you know, it's such a rich irony there, Logan, the soundbite that you played, that it's such a bad violation of student rights that we just had to do something. No, no, no. It's such a bad violation of student rights that not a single student has signed up to join our lawsuit against these institutions because none of them are harmed. We are going to point that out to those institutions, Logan. If you sign your add your name to one of these letters, these institutions who have been challenged by the Freedom From Religion Foundation will have the knowledge that not only they are within their legal rights, but that tens of thousands of Americans stand behind their right to provide these services to students. Remember, adult student athletes who, by the way, chose to attend that particular program and that particular chaplaincy that went along with it.
Right. The entire situation is voluntary and we need your help. Give us a call. Sign that letter to defend all of these universities and their rights to have these student chaplains or these chaplain leaders for the students. Again, that's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And just to go over it, because again, college football starts tonight, I did want to tell you, here's the specific schools they have gone after. So there's a good chance there's a lot of you listening that are fans and supporters of these group, and there's a good chance you may not like some of these schools. But either way, today we need to come together. If you're an Auburn fan or you're an Alabama fan, rarely can I get y'all together in the same room, but today we need you to do that. We need you to break down that wall and come on and join us with the ACLJ. So you're talking about, we're going to send a letter that essentially says exactly that they do have these rights. And here's all the people, all of you, who are standing behind you. We're talking about Auburn, Georgia, my Bulldogs, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Alabama, Tennessee, LSU, Missouri, the University of Washington, Georgia Tech, University of Illinois, Florida State, Ole Miss, Wisconsin, and Clemson. Absolutely. We got to go Dogs over there on Periscope, and I appreciate that. Go Dogs as well. Should have a pretty easy game on Saturday, hopefully. We'll see. I'll be at the next game, so if you're going to be there, come find me. All right, let's go to a phone call.
We're going to go to Tim calling from Knoxville, Tennessee on line one. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Tim, right in the heart of Knoxville. I'm sure you have a fun weekend ahead.
Oh, you bet. I'm a 20-year veteran, and I got two questions.
Sure. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. What's that with Appalachian State? I heard last year, year four, they
absolutely.
Got down to
Will, why don't you give a little thank you, Tim, and Will, why don't you give a little update of what that situation was at Appy State and what the current situation is?
That's right. It was actually in 2013.
Okay, a couple years ago.
And this kind of highlights why it's important to speak out about these. Appalachian State was sent a letter by Freedom From Religion Foundation. It wasn't a lawsuit, just a letter, kind of like what's going on right now. And football coach Jerry Moore, they were upset that he was praying in Jesus' name before pregame dinners. And then he offered Bible studies that he led and encouraged players to attend those. And the school actually sided with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and their legal counsel said it is highly unlikely that a coach would look favorably upon a student athlete who walked out of a team meeting when a preacher at the coach's invitation began to deliver a sermon or team prayer.
Look, as you see, the Freedom From Religion Foundation can have a win. Again, the Freedom From Religion Foundation can have a win, as they did at Appalachian State in their football program, essentially the same thing. And they were typically doing this. They attack schools like Appalachian State that really are small schools that have, you know, a good college football program. No offense to them, but they're not Auburn or Alabama or Georgia or any of these, you know, huge schools. They're a smaller school. So it's a bully tactic to get them to back down. This time, they've just upped their game to get some press. And hopefully none of these schools back down as well. You know, there's obviously a lot, there's a decent amount of these schools have a liberal bias on campus. You know, we talked about that before. But in this instance, we're seeing the college football programs, a lot of them stand up, make some waves, and say, we are not taking these chaplains away, and they need the support from us here at the ACLJ and all of you. All you got to do is give us a call, 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Hey, we got a couple lines open. I'd love to have you on the air at 1-800-684-3110. If you don't get the next half hour of the show, all you need to do is go over to ACLJ.org or join us on Facebook or Periscope, and we'd love to have you for the next half hour. Again, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. We'll get you on the air. In with a little Charlie Daniels for you guys to get in the second half hour. And we'll talk to you next time if you don't have us. If so, we'll see you in just a minute. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Thanks for joining us for the second half hour of the broadcast. If you're just tuning in now, I know a lot of you guys just get the second half hour. We're happy to have you. We're talking about the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the FFRF, their attack on the idea of having chaplains from the FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, available for prayer and support and counseling to college football students. And they've attacked and sent letters and demands and essentially threatened lawsuits against schools like Auburn and Georgia, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Alabama, Tennessee, and so many more, all because of the fact that they're angry and not because any student athlete is angry. Not one has spoken up. And we have a lot of people who have been on hold for a while. I know we're probably going to get to some calls here shortly, but if not, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. But if you want to help out, there's an easy way to do it. We have a letter that we're going to be sending directly to all these schools that have who have gotten this demand to remove their chaplains. It says, hey, FFRF, and you don't have the right to do that. And you schools, you absolutely have the right to have a voluntary chaplain. We're talking about a chaplain that's not paid for by the colleges. We're talking about a chaplain that is completely voluntary, someone for these students to talk to and pray with, for adults to voluntarily talk to and pray with, and they want to shut them down for no reason other than that they're a little angry about it, not because any student athlete has complained. And we talk about chaplains a lot here. And Than, I wanted to talk to you about this, is the fact that, you know, it has been brought up on the show many times that, you know, they had a problem with this, but the U.S. Congress actually opens with prayer from a chaplain as well.
They sure do. Both the United States House and the United States Senate, Logan, both days of their legislative days open in prayer from a chaplain. You know, you've been talking about how these chaplains at schools are not paid for by the institutions themselves. In the case of the United States Congress, they actually are paid by the federal government and the United States taxpayer. And you know what? There is no constitutional crisis there. But at the same time, this has been a favorite target for this organization. In fact, they tried to keep the national motto out of the Capitol Visitor Center again. Now, if you walk in the main doors of the Capitol Visitor Center, the result of their lawsuit against that statute is that inscribed in a stone pillar that's about 20 feet wide and 4 feet tall is the national motto, In God We Trust, emblazoned. They never win when people fight back, Logan.
That's absolutely the case, and we have to fight back because schools like Appalachian State do fold because people like you don't speak out, and you can do that easily. Again, 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. When we get back from a break, we got a couple minutes. I'm going to go through all of the products that they're offering that are absolutely insane. It will be like the most bizarro version of QVC you've ever seen, and you can watch that on Periscope and on Facebook if you want to see these products, but we'll describe them in detail. But, Will, what do we got?
We've got some comments coming in from Facebook and Periscope, two that are kind of similar. Bill from Facebook asked, when are our courts going to enforce the First Amendment and protect our religious liberty? And then to follow that up, Neon String on Periscope asked, what was the victory we had this week against the Freedom From Religion Foundation?
Oh, Than, can you elaborate on that? What was the victory that came about?
Sure, that was just this week, Logan, in the Ninth Circuit. We were involved in a case involving a World War II memorial that was on the side of a mountain in Big Mountain, Montana. We engaged on behalf of 20 members of Congress led by Steve Daines from Montana. Essentially, what happened there is that the 10th Mountain Division erected a monument that looked like what they had seen in their theater of war. It was a colorful statue depicting Jesus, but it was a shrine to their brothers who had lost their lives in service. It has been standing for more than 60 years. This organization challenged the constitutionality of that statute. We engaged on behalf of those members of Congress, and just this week, the Ninth Circuit Court, not exactly your most conservative court in the country, ruled in our favor, ruled that the suit was meritless. That statute gets to stay.
So that's the proof right there, folks, that if you stand up and you join with the ACLJ, you can be a part of this movement, and we can take down the Freedom From Religion Foundation and their vicious and really ridiculous attacks on faith across the country. There's an easy way for you to do that. Give us a call to sign that letter, 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll be taking all the calls when we get back, and we're going to go over these ridiculous products. And you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to want to stay tuned and hear what they're selling to people for just a few dollars. You can go on the website and purchase, add to cart, make your wish list of atheist items. It'll be great. Give us a call, 1-877-989-2255. Support these chaplains. We'll be right back with Jay Sekulow.
The anti-Christian group Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again, this time targeting some of the best football programs at colleges and universities in the nation. This atheist group claims that purely voluntary religious activities violate the Constitution. They're attacking the First Amendment free exercise rights of coaches and players, even sending a demand letter to Auburn and numerous other universities challenging the constitutionality of their school chaplains. This is absurd. The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, make your voice heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom, under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
To religion, no more myth and superstition. Just say no. Just say no.
There you go. There's Dan Barker live in front. Yeah, where do you have a Dan Barker concert? Probably the Freedom From Religion Foundation coffee shop that's probably in their building. I'd assume it's full of like-minded individuals who not only don't like God, but don't like good music. And that's actually, you know, the truth. You hear all these atheists, you hear of atheists everywhere, you know, and that's not something that is, that it's part of just our culture and our society, not something I agree with. But it is just part of the fact that we hear that, you know, a lot of great musicians, a lot of great artists are proclaimed atheists or agnostics. But you don't hear them coming out with these ridiculous attacks. This is only from people that are deranged, only people that are, you know, I've been calling them goofuses, which I don't know if is a word, but I believe it's just truth. They're so goofy in the way they act that it almost is a laugh, but we can't treat it that way. But speaking of laughs, we're going to go through the products that they offer right here on the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We'll go through a few of these, and then we'll go to a phone call. We'll come back to it. All right, so we already talked about this one, but I do want to explain it again. So it's a yellow and black, not for Striper this time, but a yellow and black warning label. It has a skull and crossbones with their P.O. box on it, so you can, you know, do whatever you'd like to do with it. I don't know. And it says, warning, literal belief in this book may endanger your health and life. And it's a Bible warning label is what they call it, skull and crossbones. For $2, you get a dozen of them. That's a pretty good deal. And what you do is you take these and vandalize Bibles wherever you find them, whether that's in a bookstore or whether that's in a hotel. So they only not only want you not to believe, they want you to destroy works of literature, works of art. Look, there are plenty of atheists that respect the idea of the Bible, even if they don't like it, respect the common thoughts that come out of it, and would read it as at least a point of some sort of history or a book that they feel like they need to read, even if they don't believe in it. They're not out there vandalizing like these people. We have a fun shirt, The Village Atheist, which I'm not sure if they realize is a pun on a village idiot, which is very odd that you would insert your own, you know, whatever you call it, lack thereof faith, and identify yourself as an idiot. That's a little awkward, and that's $20. That's a little too high. It's a little too high for my. I'm not sure. Look at this guy. If you're watching on Periscope or Facebook, you can see that's exactly what a village idiot looks like right there. You know, not that I can talk really, but this is one of my favorite ones here. The set of two frameable. It's for only $4, folks. Debaptismal certificates, personally signed by former minister Dan Barker. That's right. You've heard the fact. You've heard him sing, his lovely singing voice. You've seen his beautiful mug here on, if you're watching on Facebook or Periscope. You may not know he actually was formerly a minister, formerly a Christian, and something went wrong. And I think that's really the reason the Freedom From Religion Foundation is so vicious, is the fact that something clearly went wrong with this man who did believe in God so much so that he was a minister and a great person. And something went haywire. And we've heard that story is going to kind of be revealed here and then maybe in the next few years by his ex-wife of kind of about what went wrong. And you know, that should be a pretty interesting read because I'm not sure how you go from one swing to the other to go so drastically to the point where you're making fun of it, not just not believing it anymore, the point where you're just being offensive and attacking anyone who decides to call themselves a Christian. But we're going to take a break from the products. We'll come back to them in a second, but let's maybe take a phone call.
Let's go to Phil, who's been holding for a while on line three. Phil, yes. From San Diego, California.
San Diego. Phil, I'm sorry you've had to hold for so long. I was just so furious I couldn't get to you yet, but thanks for joining us.
Well, how are you, sir? My comment is that the Freedom From Religion Foundation, why are they only targeting Christians? I mean, I'm a truck driver.
You there, Phil? All right, I think we may have lost you there, but I do understand your situation. You said you're a truck driver. You probably see this, you know, the idea of faith all around. You may see their billboards all around because they do spend some money on advertising, but I don't know why. But in general, they do that, and you will see that from town to town. But you are right. They do only seem to attack, I'd say, Judeo-Christian values and the Judeo-Christian way of life. They have occasionally gone after Judaism specifically. I believe there was a case recently where they went after a Holocaust monument and memorial, and were upset that it only featured a Star of David, the Jewish star, the star that you see flying on the Israeli flag, or you see as a representation of a Jewish person of faith, and or a Jewish person in general. And they were upset about this, which just shows their absurdity, Than, the fact that they even take these kind of sides, not the sides that are just like this football thing where they're like, you know, we don't like the fact that there's most likely a Christian person back there. Their attack on faith is to the point where it's unbelievable to anyone.
Logan, this was a question that really got a lot of play the last time that this group attacked Clemson, because one of the things that came out during that discussion was the fact that there were actually Muslim student groups. There were actually atheist student groups. None of those got attacked by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And I really believe that we just have to call them for what they are. Not neutral. They are not live and let live. They are an intolerant Christian-hating group, and it's just the reality of what it is. It's not trying to call names. It is pointing out their motivation and the way they operate. You've walked through some of their products. I mean, their Bible warning later that says, literal belief in this book may be hazardous to your life and health. We can't pretend, Logan, that they are neutral. They don't want to be left alone. They want to specifically attack Christian groups, and they're trying to do it through the courts. They just can't find anybody to sue with them.
That's right, and speaking of the products, I do have a few more. Here's one of their books by their founder, Ann Gaylor. The book is called Abortion is a Blessing. Not a joke here, folks. Abortion is a Blessing is their book that they have released. You can buy that on their store as well. It is currently, actually, no, I'm sorry. I'm incorrect.
Abortion, it's a free download.
Abortion of a Blessing is a free download, but was published in 1975 and currently out of print. And I wonder why it's currently out of print. Maybe because it's disturbing. And as Will pointed out to me earlier, is a blessing from who? The blessing from what? You know, the fact that you think that abortion is a blessing is so disturbing. So I'm pulling up some of these more. This is what an atheist looks like T-shirt, which is a village atheist, I'd say. And once again, if you saw that guy, how would you feel about him? Hopefully you're watching right now. It's just a normal looking guy, green shirt, goofy smile, a little disturbing, you know, the normal, what you'd expect. A little Dan, he's got a little bit of Dan Barker in him. You know, it's just how it goes. You know, I'm looking through some of these others. The non-tracks are ridiculous. They're some of my favorites. Cookie Cutter Christs, you know, something you can leave for people to read to find out about their lack of faith in Reason We Trust, which is a penny to describe to everyone who can't see it on Facebook and Periscope. It's a bumper sticker of a penny with God wiped out and Reason replaced. And that has been their recent attack, has also been on In God We Trust. We've heard that over and over from them for years and years and years. But Will, what is the case that they're currently that's currently happening? Wasn't there a response?
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday, that the Freedom From Religion Foundation had filed complaints to dozens of law enforcement agencies to stop spending taxpayer time placing decals of In God We Trust on patrol cars. And one sheriff in Walton County, Florida, actually responded. And he said, "I respect and appreciate the religious convictions or lack thereof of all citizens. You are obviously unaware that In God We Trust is the state motto of the state of Florida and has been since 1886.
Just a few small years there, since 1886.
He also wanted to point out that the motto is inside the badge that has been displayed on the side of their vehicles since the inception of marked patrol cars.
There you go. So there you have it, folks. These attacks are warrantless, but they do get traction, and that's why we need your help. And there's an easy way to do it, and really, you just are going to sign this letter, and you're going to say, hey, schools, we protect you, we support you, we know the law, and we want to show you our support and demand that these chaplains stay in place so these schools don't cave. And some may, just due to the fact that they don't want the publicity. They, you know, it's easier to tell the FCA, you know what, just don't send a chaplain anymore. We don't need it. We don't want to be in the news for this kind of thing. We need to tell them that's not the case because these students need it and want it. It's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I have pulled up another bumper sticker. It says, when religion ruled the world, it was known as the Dark Ages. Well, tell that to the people that are, I don't know, burning books and Bibles and putting warning labels on pieces of art or trying to take down a Jesus statue or trying to remove a piece of art depicting a Jesus or the Star of David. What does that sound like to you? Does that sound like the Dark Ages? I would say so. So we need you to stand up, become part of the next renaissance, get rid of these people that are just upset and angry about the fact that we believe in God. And you know what? You know why they're so angry? Because they're convicted as well, whether they want to say it or not. You wouldn't have this deep passion to say, you know what? I'm going to spend my whole life doing not only just trying to disprove God, not talking about science, not talking about their views of evolution or their views of facts or whatever it is, but really just being absurd, rude, and offensive. We need to stand up also for what Tommy Bowden had to say yesterday. Coach Bowden came on. You know, he's kind of had a phrase that we've been sticking by as college football season begins tonight, and that's in the South. There are three things that happened in September. There are, I guess now we're in September. Yeah, we're in September. Yeah, so in September, that's what he said. I wasn't sure if he said August. In September, that's faith, family, and football. So they have three Fs, faith, family, football, and we got to go after the other one with three Fs, Freedom From Religion Foundation. And you can do that. Support us today, 1-877-989-2255. We've had a ton of calls, and I'm sorry, folks. I just get so caught up and so upset by Dan Barker and these goofuses that I can't help but go on these crazy rants. And I appreciate Than for even putting up with me today and being a good sport. I'm sorry I don't mean to keep you cut off here, Than. I'm sorry.
It's all good, Logan. You're doing a great job.
This is what fires me up. We can talk about all these topics all day long that I can't talk about. I'll just be in the background. You hear me take a phone call because I'm not necessarily that educated. We talk about my football. I'm happy to speak up and be a part of this, lead this conversation. Give us a call, 1-877-989-225 or ACLJ.org to support. We'll come back and we'll take all the calls to wrap up Jay Sekulow Live today.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The anti-Christian group Freedom From Religion Foundation is at it again, this time targeting some of the best football programs at colleges and universities in the nation. This atheist group claims that purely voluntary religious activities violate the Constitution. They're attacking the First Amendment free exercise rights of coaches and players, even sending a demand letter to Auburn and numerous other universities challenging the constitutionality of their school chaplains. This is absurd. The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Don't stop
believing. Hold on to that feeling. All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We got a ton of calls, and I'm just going to jump right into it. But if you want to be a part of this conversation, join us on Facebook or Periscope, or be a part of the petition and letter to send to these schools. That's Georgia, Tennessee, pretty much every big school. If you're listening to this and you like college football and you live on sort of the east side of the country, you're probably going to want to be a part of this. And obviously some Western as well. If you got Wisconsin, not Western, but Midwestern. But let's go take some calls. We got so many calls coming in. We're just going to go in order. Alex, you're in Arkansas. Quickly, Alex, what's your question or comment?
These are consenting adults.
Absolutely.
In a voluntary group that's meeting completely by themselves. Why does the Freedom From Religion Foundation think that they can take these rights away from these students?
Because it's a bully tactic. It's a way to easily threaten someone. You know, a lot of these schools, especially the smaller schools, we're not talking about the Auburn, Georgia, and, Tennessee and Alabama, those kind of ones. We're talking about these smaller schools like Appalachian State get these letters, and instead of proceeding with some sort of legal defense, they quickly will back down just because they don't want to have to deal with it. And they assume that, if they're getting a letter from someone called the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they must be legit. If they're legit, they must be telling me the truth that we can't have these. It's against our rights. But that's why we are doing a letter back. We're responding continually to all of these universities saying, you know what? You can discard that. You can put that Freedom From Religion Foundation letter where it belongs, right in the shredder, because it means absolutely nothing. Just like their Bible warning label stickers, just like their stupid T-shirts. They mean nothing, and that's really the key point here. It's insane. Again, it's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to be on the air, or 1-877-989-2255 to get your name signed to this letter and support it. Let's keep going. All right, Sharon from Atlanta. My home state originally. My home city. I was born in Atlanta. You're on the air.
Yes. My concern and my question was, I have observed that over here, they are allowing the same-sex marriage to be in the schools, Satanism to be taught in the school system, no prayer in the school, like you're saying. And so I'm looking at it and hearing you saying that this federal law is fighting against everything that is called about God.
Sure. Sure, Sharon. And you're right. The fact that there definitely has been a removal of God from school campuses, and a lot of them because of organizations like this who speak out. But we're not even talking about that kind of situation. We're not talking about high school or middle school or elementary school being given the option to pray. We're talking about in private, in the locker rooms or in a chaplain's office, having a place for students can go and pray voluntarily. So yes, you're right, Sharon, and I think some of that has been taken way too far, and a lot of it is because of organizations like this. But in general, we're talking about something that should be universally accepted, and really is. You 22,000 people that are members of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, compare that to the millions of people that are members of the American Center for Law and Justice, and that should tell you enough right there. Thank you, Sharon, though, for your call. We're going to move on and try to get to all these. Ken in Sacramento, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Having fun today. What's your comment?
All right, here's my thing. All right, if these village idiots are turning around and they're sending these letters out and they're doing all these suits, and according, I was listening to your program the other day, and they're considered a religion. Here it is. First of all, they're imposing on our First and Third Amendment rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Secondly, they're turning around and they're sending out these letters and suing. So here's what I think what we should do. We should turn around as believing Christians who believe that God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit dwell within us and resides and covers this earth, turn around and sue them back. That will stop them from doing what
you're doing. You know what, Ken? We're not opposed to legal action, and we've done it before against the Freedom From Religion Foundation. But honestly, you hope it doesn't come to that, and you hope you can stop them and cut them off before they can even get a victory or get any sort of movement. And that's why we have these letters and these petitions. These are legal letters. You're not talking about, I'm writing you a letter that says, Dear University of Georgia, I think the Freedom From Religion Foundation is wrong. These are legal letters. You can read what you're signing on ACLJ.org, or you can give us a call at 1-877-989-2255 to check that out and to see exactly what is. But we're talking about legal professional letters coming from some of our top lawyers here at the ACLJ saying, no, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is completely wrong. Keep your chaplains in place. They can't do anything. And if they try, we will support you and we will back you. So, Ken, absolutely, if that is necessary, if it gets to that point, you are sure that the ACLJ will step up as we have before with some of our friends, sometimes in private. You may not know there are certain cases we've had, certain friends of different college football players and students that we've heard from before and coaches that we've supported. Just sometimes that happens a little behind the scenes that we don't want to necessarily speak out because they're afraid of bad publicity as well. But in general, that has not been the case. We've been able to successfully win over these people from time to time, over and over and over. And their record of losses is staggering. It's like the Undertaker streak at WrestleMania. Occasionally they get a win, but it's very rare. Okay. And they ain't no Brock Lesnar. They're no Brock Lesnar. Let's move on. Let's go back to the phone. Serene is calling from Vegas. You're on the air.
Hi there. Yes, I have something to say. First of all, I want to say thank you, Lord, for giving you strength and courage and boldness.
Thank you.
To continue to hold you up with power and protection. I just have to say that in all these talks about these atheists, they don't realize, and us Christians need to pray against the spirit of darkness and the demon enemies, the demon angels that are infiltrating the thoughts of these atheists.
Look, Serene, I don't mean to cut you off. We just got to run out of time, but I don't necessarily disagree with you at all. You know, when you have the fact they're saying they're disturbed or they feel disgusted when they see a cross or when they know that there's a cross present in the Mojave Desert, which is my favorite one, that they wanted to go hike out to the desert and there may be a cross there and they may be offended with a ground zero cross found there. You do have to think there's some sort of spiritual warfare happening, and that's more than just the fact that they don't believe. And trust me, they get angry when they say, when you say that atheism is a religion. But you know, as Will just states, stated, vampires are afraid of crosses, and I don't think that's something to joke around about at some point, because these are people that really have that sort of spirit inside of them, the spirit of hatred and the spirit of anti-God, to the point where it is it almost becomes parody. But we can't let it become parody. But we're going to quickly get to the last call. Jack from Powder Springs, like Powder Springs, you're on the air, and I'll let, you know, you got a few seconds here, and I'm sorry we didn't get you to have enough time, but give me 20-30 seconds there, Jack.
You got it. In tagging to something you said earlier about, it's one thing to disagree about something, but it's a totally other thing to attack it.
Yep.
But my feeling is that people attack out of fear. So apparently these people are fearful of something. And I would say it's personal fear. So has anyone ever thought about finding out and exposing them that they are actually afraid themselves? What are they afraid of? Why don't you be honest and tell us what you're truly afraid of that makes you want to attack us
Of course, Jack.
Nothing has been done.
That's absolutely the case, and we've always said that. You know, they seem like they're convicted themselves. The reason they have so much disturbing feelings towards everything of faith. This is not a simple discard of religion or discard of faith in society. We're talking about vicious attacks over something to the point where they say it makes them physically sick. Where they decide to make horrible Weird Al style parodies of songs that are about how great it is to not believe in God and how bad it is to believe in God. You know, it's absolutely insane. But we're coming up at the end of the show, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We still need your help and your support. It's college football season begins tonight. There's an easy way for you to help us out and help all these universities out. 1-877-989-2255 to sign the letter or aclj.org. Ending my week here, ending my day here with a little Weird Al. You know, I'm happy I stated it before. Don't know what this has to do, anything with our topic, but I'm happy to have it on the show. Again, give us a call, 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Thanks, Stan. Thanks to the whole team. We'll talk to you tomorrow on JSecio Live.
The Constitution protects the religious freedom of coaches, chaplains, and student athletes. It protects the players' ability to enjoy voluntary religious activities. The ACLJ is preparing critical legal letters to these universities to protect the religious liberty of coaches, chaplains, and students. Join our letter, Make Your Voice Heard. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.